I'm Chris Heim with the Wednesday Music Roundup here in KMUW, and this month marks the 100th anniversary of the birth of bluesman Chester Burnett, better known as Howlin' Wolf. Born in Mississippi on June 10, 1910, Wolf faced poverty and the abuse of his own mother as a child. Inspired by the music and the showmanship of legendary bluesman Charlie Patton, he began performing at dances, juke joints, and plantations in an ever-growing radius of the region. Then, moving to Memphis, he put together his first band and attracted attention playing on his own radio show and making his first records with Sam Phillips of Sun Records fame. Those sides ignited a bidding war, eventually won by Chess Records, and with that, Wolf, now already in his 40s, was off to Chicago, where he would become one of the giants of post-war electric Chicago blues. Wolf's music was intense, powerful, and unmistakable, particularly for his distinctively gravelly, howling voice. Wolf's other trademark was his performing style, an imposing figure over 6 feet tall, and as one song had it, close to 300 pounds of joy. He was known for stalking the stage with fierce intensity. His presence often scared people, and Wolf apparently was not above using that to psychologically and physically intimidate people. Yet there are an equal number of stories that describe him as shy, serious, and businesslike. Of course, Wolf's greatest legacy is the music he left behind. Signature tunes including How Many More Years, Red Rooster, Spoonful, Evil, Backdoor Man, Smokestack Lightning, and Killing Floor have an energy and life that holds up to this day and shape not only Chicago blues, one of the most influential streams of the music, but also a generation of American and British invasion rockers who would pass on his sound and influence to this very day. One of many reasons Wolf was inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame, along with honors from the Blues and Grammy Halls of Fame. Throughout this month, KMUW's Crossroads continues the celebration of Howlin' Wolf's centennial birthday, and you'll find more about the bluesman on the Music Roundup and Crossroads pages of our website at KMUW.org.